Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 25th of May. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle in Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater reporters check in, and we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week, as always. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is on the 30th of this month. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it mean for fishermen? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. However, don't worry about that. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just have to put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. The latest edition of Reel Life is out. Reel Life is published by Fish and Game New Zealand, and it is sent to your inbox monthly. It is free. All you need to do to get your copy is just go to the website fishandgame.org.nz, search for Reel Life, R-E-E-L, Life, and click on there and enter email address and it comes free. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Now, let's look at some weather with Met Surface. If you're thinking of fly fishing in saltwater fly fishing in the Auckland region, the Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A series of fronts embedded in a strong to gale southwesterly flow spreads across New Zealand through the weekend. On Monday, a ridge of high pressure moves onto the country from the Tasman Sea, becoming slow moving on Tuesday. Now the forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours, Saturday. Southerly 20 knots, gusting 30 knots, rising to southwest 25 knots, gusting 35 knots for a time in the morning, then turning westerly 20 knots in the afternoon, becoming southwest 25 knots, gusting 35 knots late evening, sea rough at times. Poor visibility and possibly sundry showers clearing in the morning, fair visibility and a few showers developing in the evening. Manukau and Waitemata harbours for Sunday, southwest 25 knots, showers gradually easing. Forecast for Monday, turning southerly 25 knots, easing to 20 knots later. Mainly fine, chance of a shower. It's not great out on the harbours. You need to be very, very careful. Now, for anglers in the Waikato region, forecast for Saturday, fine. Apart from a few showers and possible thunderstorms before dawn, showers returning at night, southwesterlies strengthening in the evening. Sunday in the Waikato, showers becoming isolated in the evening, southwesterlies. Rotorua anglers, forecast for Saturday, fine. Southerlies turning westerly in the afternoon. Rotorua on Sunday, a few showers developing morning, then clearing to fine in the evening. Westerlies turning southerly in the evening. Now, Taupo anglers, and we know there's lots down there at the moment. Saturday forecast, fine apart from a few early morning showers, southerlies turning westerly in the afternoon. Taupo forecast for Sunday, showers developing in the morning, then clearing in the evening. Westerlies turning southerly in the evening. Now you feel up and over the hill into Taumarunui, fishing the Whakapapa and the Whanganui region. Your forecast for Saturday: cloudy periods, a few showers, possibly heavy, easing for a time in the afternoon, southerlies turning westerly in the afternoon. Taumarunui on Sunday: showers developing in the morning, then clearing in the evening, westerlies turning southerly in the evening. For listeners in the South Island fishing the Canterbury Plains region, forecast for Saturday: isolated showers early morning and in the evening, otherwise variable high cloud with early frost. Southwesterlies turning northwest for a time in the afternoon and evening. Canterbury Plains on Sunday: cloudy periods, isolated showers developing in the morning. Thank you to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate it. Excellent websites, updated continuously. Right, now let's look at the river levels. There's been a tremendous amount of rain Tuesday, Wednesday, and the rivers are reflecting that. The Puni River is 23 kilometres south of Tauamutu. It's currently at 11.3 metres. It's 44 cubic metres per second. Too fast to fish, dirty. The next one over the Mangatutu is at 2.4 metres. It's flowing at 13.4 cubic metres per second. Too high, too dirty. That's about six times its recommended level. The Ohanamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairoa and Waihi, is at 12 metres. It's flowing at 16 cubic metres per second. That's also well up on last week. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.82 of a metre. That's also well up on last week. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 76.5 metres. That's up. It's flowing at 40 cubic metres per second. It's dirty, way too fast to fish. Talking about Taumarunui again, the Whakapapa River is at 39 cubic metres per second. It's in flood condition. It is down from a high of 96 cubics. The Whanganui River, measured at Piriaka, is at 121 cubic metres per second, and that's dropped from a high of 245 cubic metres per second. Too fast to fish. The Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is at 95 cubic metres per second. It's way up, but it is down from a high of 221 cubics. As I said before, these rivers spiked Wednesday morning, and Wednesday afternoon, after following Wednesday morning rain. Too dangerous to fish at the moment. You need to be very, very careful. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. Excellent websites, once again, updated continuously. Thank you. Okay, too dangerous to fish. Be very, very careful. We're going to have a very quick break, and in the first of our fishing reports.
I'll play the part again. One more time. All right, Mr. Preston.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Tauranga area. And Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. And it wouldn't surprise me if she's still fishing in that damn lake. Still swimming in that damn lake.
Not today.
Okay.
I tell you, it was actually... we had an amazing thunderstorm last night.
Okay.
Unbelievable. And a freezing cold day yesterday. So we're sort of probably 4 degrees, 5 degrees, maybe 7 degrees at, you know, for the period yesterday. With very cold southerly and, very, very cold, sleety rain. So,
Does swimming's finished for Stella at the moment?
Well, for the moment it has, yes, definitely. I think actually we might be on our way. It feels as though it's going to be one of those real winters which we haven't had for some considerable number of years, really, 2 or 3 years. It's certainly looking that way, which is very positive.
Okay.
Very exciting.
The Desert Road was closed for a while yesterday, was it?
Yes, it was, momentarily. It was closed, I think, sort of late on, what are we doing, Wednesday night.
Okay.
And there was not a lot of snow, but there was certainly rain, and then it froze, which then creates a bit of a skating rink. So,
yes.
But no, open now.
Okay. Now, we've just been talking about river levels, and I looked at Genesis Energy, and the Tongariro, the Whakapapa, the Whanganui, they're all up around 200 cubic metres per second.
Exactly. It is hard to actually understand how in such a short period of time that you could get such an incredible amount of water. Mm. But it's like over the last 3 or 4 days we've had those rain bands that have come in, and we have had unbelievable, in fact, Tuesday night, we had rain that, in fact, you would have thought would have come through the roof. It was so heavy. And you could actually hear it coming in and going away again. So it would come in, rain for a quarter of an hour so heavily that if you had internal guttering, it would be overflowing inside as well as out. So it was just unbelievable. We had lakes. Mm. We've never had lakes before. So if you think about the Waipaki, which is such a huge area across the desert and naturally around the mountain, the collection of water, it was hard to imagine, but it was just so significant. We possibly didn't get as much here as we would have thought we would have, but there was certainly enough runoff to create a spike as well with the Tarangatapu Waimarino Waitaka, as you can well imagine. Yes. And they dropped away fairly quickly as the lake is a little lower than it has been. But we've had rain again last night, which has naturally brought those rivers up again today. It has been a very interesting week. We've had absolute total extremes. We've had a tornado at Hartebe last night.
Oh, gosh.
We had, which really was quite isolated and affected just a few houses and trees and bits and pieces. We've had snow, obviously, across the desert road. We've had, plunging temperatures. We've had extreme thunderstorms. You know, we woke at 5 o'clock this morning with a thunderclap that honestly, it knocked pictures off people's walls. That's how extreme it was.
Goodness me.
So, it's been a really, intense front, which has continued throughout the rest of the day, really. It's okay. Cleared now. We can see the stars, can see the mountain, the moon, which is looking quite positive, although it does have a little bit of a ring around it, so whether we've still got more rain coming, but a little bit more settled, I think, rather than the last 2 or 3 days.
Okay, well, you need things to settle down. I noticed your overnight temperature's down to 1 to 2 degrees, so it is cooling off, but normal for this time of year.
It is, and okay. The other thing too is we had a really good frost yesterday, and that's probably the first really, a ground frost as well, a really, really good frost. So, by now we usually have had 2 or 3 frosts. We haven't had too much in the way of frost up until now. We've had cold mornings and cold nights, but really good to see that. And, I mean, the long-term prognosis is that we are going to have a very cold winter, so
okay.
It's very positive. If we get frost, we usually get beautiful days, which is great for the anglers.
Very still, clear days. Yes,
very much so.
Very nice. But you get out your old neoprene waders, keep warm.
Very much so.
That's right. Now, still lots of people around.
There are a tremendous number of people around. It's amazing, really, considering the weather pattern and the fact that, you know, it's prior to a long weekend. Generally speaking, as soon as you have a little movement and a drop in barometric pressure, anglers are well aware of those cold fronts coming through and what it does to the fishing. The fact that we had that rain and obviously clearing and dropping away, which allowed the anglers to get onto the water. So, no, the last couple of days have been pretty consistent. So we've had people fishing, Waimarino, Waitaka, Tongariro, Titi and Hanimaia today. Waitanui has fished consistently today too. And quite a few youngsters in amongst, you know, which is quite interesting, had the day off school, which is great, with their dads and grandpas, and taking advantage of the fact that we've got fish that are moving. And certainly they've moved quite quickly and reasonable numbers and good condition. It's just fantastic. It's just what we want.
Okay. Now, just interesting what you say, that school kids...
It is. It's great. It's just interesting to see that how fathers and grandfathers value the time with their youngsters. And you don't often see it, but today we've had two or three groups, whether they've had a day off school because of the fact that for some reason their school is able to today, or whether it's part of the curriculum, which in some schools you are able to partake of different types of... activities, and so fishing is one. And I didn't really even ask, but it was just so nice to see, and really enthusiastic young men who have been out, caught fish today and really enjoyed it. So it's very, very positive to see that grandfathers and fathers take the time and the energy to encourage their children to do so, because, I mean, it is we are an ageing population, and someone said to me yesterday there was 38% of the population in Tauranga are, you know, over 65. So, you know, when you start thinking about it, it is very true that in all aspects of life, all sorts of different activities, you'll tend to find that there is not a lot of young people that are being encouraged to join.
I remember when Peter was a headmaster. Now, I can't remember his principal. He was principal at Te Awamanui High and then
That's
a
right.
school in Te Opo. I can't remember which one, but he ran...
Ohara.
He ran fly fishing classes at school. It was, part of your curriculum type of thing.
Absolutely, and fantastic.
Here,
and I think it's so important, because it's not only is it learning about the entomology and the fishery as a whole, but it's the whole package. It's about the mountains, the kaimanuas, the catchments, the, you know, the spring-fed streams, the water quality, the everything, and also the conservational aspect of making sure that we hand it on to the next generation in a better condition than it is now. You know, planting around the lake perimeters, all those sorts of things, amazing. And I mean, huge amount of time and energy outside has paid school, you know, salary. Because, I mean, he simply took, these children would go at weekends. I mean, any child that was actually taught by Pete was very lucky, really, if they were interested in the fishery, because he's so passionate about it and still is. It's
That's
great.
Right. Now, talking about water quality, with all this big spike in weather and rain and stuff, what are the rivers looking like? Are they dropping
all the
in
rivers
terror?
Are actually looking really good. I mean, we've obviously had a little bit of colour. We've had significant volume, as you all will know, but it's amazing how quickly that sediment drops out, and it has started to drop out. And everybody's fished today. Obviously, the lower reaches of the TT and... for those that have actually fished the mid, and there are, you know, people that are staying up at Kirilu Lodge at the present point in time as well. It doesn't take long for the that sediment to drop out, especially if the lake is a little bit lower, which it is, and we haven't really had a great deal of water in behind it to kick it back up again. I see there's just been a little bit of spike in the latter part of this afternoon on the TT, but we did have some horrendous rain between sort of 12:30 and 2:30 as that sort of front eased through, and as a result of that, it's turned to the south, which is great, which we don't often get much in the way other than skiffy showers. So yep, the water quality is looking good, the rivers are in excellent condition, and there's such a variety of water to fish. I mean, the Hanimaia today, they obviously released the dam in the early part of the day, so there was a little bit of extra volume. It was still, the river was still clear, has fished pretty consistently in the latter part of the day as well. Waitanui likewise has fished well, clear. TT's got a little bit of colour. Waimarino, Waitaka all have a little bit of colour. Tongariro obviously has had volume and clearing, but still productive. And, you know, even with that huge volume of water, I talked to people yesterday that caught browns, wet lining, and, you know, it just is, it has a very nice feel about it. As soon as you get this cold, brisk air, you know those fish move.
Now, I noticed on the website late today, I think it was. Yeah, your TT across the road was shot up to 0.8 of a metre.
It certainly did. Yeah. Obviously, it takes a moment or two to filter through, but we, at 5 o'clock this morning, when we had that thunderstorm, we had an enormous amount of rain. We probably had 40 or 50 mils in a very short, you know, maybe an hour or two. So it doesn't take long before it filters through, so and also registers. So it came up, you know, quite quickly, but it will drop away quite quickly. There's not too much rain in the forecast now, I don't think, is there? And so skippy rain
good
tomorrow.
Yeah, good tomorrow. Sunday's not bad either, so.
Yes, and our following week looks fantastic with, you know, very clear days, no wind and lots of frost. So it's looking very positive.
The Tongariro's down from 220 cumex down to 95 this afternoon. That's
still got a lot of volume, but, you know, isn't it amazing? The wet liners have still been in and they've caught fish so off the edge. So even despite the fact that it's got quite a bit of volume, those fish are still there.
Okay.
Still
just need to be very careful when wading.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, that goes anywhere in the fishery when you've got, I mean, if you think of the Tauranga Taupo where you have, you know, up to 40 to 50,000 cubic metres of shingle that moves in any one fresh. So you need, I mean, it's just common sense. It certainly is common sense. I tend to fish well down if the river is up, and obviously as the river drops away, progress a little bit further. And if one thinks about it, that's exactly the same way, that's the way the fish enter the river too.
Good thinking, yes. Think like
a
fish.
I mean, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth, and so therefore, in reality, when you think about it, there's a lot to be said for that. So they come in through the mouth, and, you know, as soon as the river drops here and the sediment drops out and that volume eases, those fish move. So
that's right. Good thinking. Think like a fish.
Very much so.
Very good, Stella. Love that. Okay, now your contact details, please.
07 3868 953, and we're open 7 days. 7 to 7. Well, and another little thing too is our mows prior to this, you know, the additional water that we've had some particularly good fishing around the mows too. Very exciting. So obviously those fish, you know, welling up around, holding and moving with the weather, but it's been very, very good. And not a lot of pressure, which has been great, especially the smaller mows.
Well, there's plenty of water for everyone. So there's the offer, anglers. Contact Stella Gordon, Taupo Tūranga area, all about just talk fly fishing at 07 3868 953. Stella, we do appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great week. Take care.
Talk to you next week.
We will do. Thank you.
Thanks, Stella. Bye.
Bye.
There's the offer. Stella Gordon, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m, 7 days a week. She's at the store at Tūranga Eta, right by the banks of the Tauranga Taupo River. 07 3868 953. Thank you, Stella. Okay, quick break, then more fishing stuff.
Where were you last night? You were so uptight. What did you do? You
the centre. Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Don't you worry about that. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Hey. Robert Allen Zimmerman was born on the 24th of May, 1941.
No, and we're talking now.
And he featured on that track with George Harris, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne. Craig Corbell wasn't born in 1941, but Craig Corbell lives on the banks of the Purnu River and he covers the Waikato region for the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show. Craig has got a slight cough, but he is with us online. Good evening, Mr. Corbell.
Good evening, Mr. Shepherd. How are you tonight?
Yeah, very good, thank you. You're well down there. What's happening?
Well, it's cold.
Yeah. Wet.
And wet.
Wet.
And windy.
Windy.
Oh, no, I don't think it's that windy tonight. It was pretty windy last night.
Okay.
Thunderstorms and she's, of course, it snowed on the desert road, and the desert road's probably almost closer to us than Auckland is, so...
It is,
yes. Well, she's a bit chilly. The fire's on and everything's roaring, so we're fine.
I've just been talking to Stella Gordon down in Tūrangi, and their river levels, we've talked about them, they shot up to over 200 cubic metres per second, the Tongariro.
Oh, no, just, you know.
And
I just got the I've got the Purnu River levels in front of me.
Yeah.
And on the 12th of May, which was Wendy's 65th birthday, the Purnu River was absolutely fantastic at 8.4 metres.
Yeah.
And today it's at 11.4 or something, and it's just... And it's shot got, to SHI.
Yeah, it's got 44 cubics going down it.
Yeah.
So it's got a tremendous flow as well.
Yep. Yeah, and it's, you know, chocolate brown and...
Well, it comes from a big catchment.
What can you do?
Big catchment, and you had a lot of
rain. Oh, it was a huge catchment. Yeah, right up in the Puriora Forest.
Mm.
And it either comes down this way or it comes down the Waipapa River, which goes down into Waikato. And in the Waikato River, and yeah, the whole lot's just coming down. We've had, I emptied out our rain gauge when we came back from the South Island, and we've had 150 mil in the last, how long have we been home? Since Saturday.
Okay, gosh, that's a lot.
Which is a week.
Yeah. Goodness me, that's a lot of rain. And trouble is, when you get new rain, it's the water table's so high, it doesn't soak in and then run off. It just runs off straight away.
All the ground's absolutely saturated, so the water's just running straight off. And, and, of course, you know, you see it running down the side of the road and it's chocolate-coloured even before it gets into the river, so it's just making things worse all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
They rise quickly, but as Stella was pointing out down Tūrangi area, they can drop and clear quickly. Is that likely with your ones down there?
No.
Okay, you got more rain coming.
The short answer. The Mangatūtū might, actually.
Okay.
The Mangatūtū does drop a lot, but it was pretty... We went across it on Wednesday afternoon, and it was pretty high then, and we've had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Last night, I actually got called out to Mangakino at 11 o'clock last night, and driving home about 2 o'clock in the morning, it was I've never seen rain that heavy
is that right?
For quite some time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, with the amount of rain they've had down...
Storms then.
Okay. Well, the amount of rain they've had up in the Tongariro catchment, you're going to get a lot of rain in the Waikato River. Around about now. So your dams presumably are starting to fill up. Are you spilling water?
Yeah, that it depends how full Taupo is.
Yeah.
And depends just how much they have to release water. And it all, I mean, it's not so bad this time of the year because it's so cold that they need the generation.
Yes.
The problem is in the summertime when you know, if we get those big massive storms come through and the river levels come up and it's warm and there's not so much power being used.
Mm.
That then they have to try and shift the water down and keep their resource constraints.
Yeah, that's
this time of the year, it's it was a problem we had last night. Was that, you know, they said that it's from about 6 in the morning the generation just ramps up completely, and because everybody's got their heaters on and heat pumps on. And
okay.
We have our fires on and you guys have your heat pumps on, so that's all right.
Heat pumps going 24 hours a day, mate. If it gets below 12, we're freezing up here.
Yeah, well, you would especially because, you know, you feel the cold when it gets below 20, so.
I do. Okay, so have you heard about Hydro Lakes fishing? How's that going?
I think it's just starting. We need that cold snap, and that's I was just talking. I've just had a new winch put on the front of the boat, and if I said to the young guy that did it, if the weather's fine over this long weekend that's coming up, we might head up to Maraidai and see what the fishing's like on the on those hydro lakes.
Yes.
You know, Arapuni or especially Maraidai, they have very big fish in them. And get up and just drift along the way the sport fly fishing guys do it.
That's right.
Drift along the banks, cast out between the weed beds.
Well, can you do that, please, and then report back?
Yeah, and especially this time of the year when it's there's been a lot of rain. Oh, there's my bloody phone gone off again. Use a squiggly, a worm. Because, you know, the worms are up because of, you know, the rain and everything, the worms are out. So put a worm fly on there as well.
Okay.
A squiggly.
I've just got some of those off Neil Hertzel last week,
Have you?
Yeah. No, they work really well. Do you want me to give you some?
They do work very well.
Have you got some?
Especially if Hertzel's tied them.
Yeah. Have you got some?
Have I got some?
Yeah. Squirmy worms?
No, I might have to go, but I don't think I do, actually.
Okay, I'll get some squirrels.
I used some this time last year. We were in Montana, but they worked well there.
Yeah. Okay.
Try again.
So let's sum up. All the rivers are high and dirty at the moment, but they will drop and clear, but not in the next couple of days, you say?
Depends what the weather forecast is like. And
well, you got showers Sunday and Monday. Saturday,
awful.
Sunday, Monday.
But the hydro lakes will be all right, so they should be fine. They won't be affected too much.
Okay.
And you're talking about rod and reel, you know. If you want to go to a tackle shop and talk to people that know what they're talking about, it's very difficult to find. Because most of them are saltwater fly shops. I mean, saltwater fishing shops.
Yeah.
And they sort of sell freshwater gear as a bit of a sideline, where rod and reel, the guys are experts, aren't they?
Oh, you got the likes of Peter Scott and all that, New Zealand champion.
Yeah, I know.
You
can't get any... I don't want to get him too big-headed, but how can you get any better?
That's right, yeah. So they're doing Marcus Church.
So, you know, if you really want to go and talk to people about freshwater fly fishing, that's the place to go.
Okay, so that's Craig Corbell saying that, ladies and gentlemen, not me. So that's good. Well done, Craig. Thank you for that.
Because I ring him up every now and again to ask for advice. So.
Now, can people get hold of you when they want to talk about fishing the Waikato region? You can look out your window and give them river conditions. Is that all right?
Yeah, well, you know, in the summertime, this time of the night, we can see the river, but it's been dark since about 5:30. But troutheaven.co.nz on the Wapol internet. Give us our phone numbers.
Okay, troutheaven.co.nz. Have a look at that website. And Craig's contact details are on there. And if you're going to fish...
Are on there. All our phone numbers and everything are on there, so we're contactable quite easily.
All right, we do appreciate that. Thank you, Craig. Now, keep dry and safe driving when you're going to work and back.
Yep.
All right,
thanks so much.
Thanks, Craig.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a look at troutheaven.co.nz. If you want any questions about fishing the Waikato Hydro Lakes, he works at Maraetai Dam. He's a power station operator. He knows about hydro lakes. He lives on the banks of the Punu River. So, yeah, give him a touch. Get in touch. Troutheaven.co.nz. Thanks, Craig. Okay, quick break, and then more fishing stuff.
She better not leave me and go out to Hollywood. door. She's calling over from places she's never been before. She sits down on the sofa, she pours herself a drink, says, honey, 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 ain't no time to think.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer time Rotorua angler. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him on a Friday night to find out what the hell is going on and where we're going to fish on Saturday. Good evening, Bert.
Good evening, Colin. How's it going?
Very good, thank you. You're well?
Cold, but yes. Yeah, it's been a bit miserable down here. We've had our first decent frost. We're due for another one tonight. Mm-hmm. We've had some pretty cool wind as well, and due to go southerly, which hasn't quite arrived yet. But, yeah, we're looking forward to some pretty cool weather, all right?
That's right. Looking at your overnight temperatures, southerly's forecast tomorrow, as you say, 5 degrees. Sunday you got rain, 2 degrees overnight.
Yeah, it was 2 degrees yesterday morning, and that kind of makes your eyes water when you're wandering around outside. But yeah, it's been funny weather. It's made it fishing superb some nights and absolutely diabolical some other nights, simply because the lack of wind and the like. Last night there was a beautiful chop coming in at Ruato Bay, and at Tarawera. And Okatoina, there was nothing. Glassy. So that makes it really tough fishing. But in saying that, there are fish coming in all the time. They are there at night. Can't guarantee during the day, but certainly at night. There are some quite a few fish lurking around. I was out last night. I only pricked two at Ruato before it flattened out. And I'm using a double rig as... Just a standard Dolphy or Lumo, and then I was using a size 6 Craig's Nighttime type pattern, fruit salad. Yeah. And they're picking it up off the bottom, but not always hooking up, which is very frustrating. It's an enormous smack, and then nothing. So, yeah, it's a... It's a tough call. However, I did go down last night after I left there about 9, so 2.5 hours for 2 takes. The Friday before I was down there, I must have had about 15 takes. I hooked up on 7, and I landed 4 or 5, I think it was. And they're all up around the 2.5 to 3.5 kilo mark. So there's some really, really good fish coming in.
Are they in good condition as well?
Oh, absolutely. Amazing condition. The fish coming through the Tarawera Trap have picked up a huge amount of condition over the summer, early like in October when they surveyed. This year class that's coming in now was pretty bad and they were quite worried. Now they are superb fish. Beautiful silver fish and just amazing to hook. Just doing power runs everywhere and giving you a lot of fun. But there's, as I say, there are fish everywhere. We've had a lot of rain, so the streams are pretty much out just at the moment. Although it's supposed to clear this weekend and go frosty, which will suck quite a bit of water out of the system and should clear the rivers. So if you're into stream fishing, that probably late Saturday or midday Sunday maybe, there'll be some fishable water in the Nongatahā. Waitatia will clear earlier, and the Utahina will take probably a little bit shorter than the Nongatahā. There wasn't quite so much damage on the Utahina.
Okay, very good. Now, lots of anglers still around, Bert?
Yeah. I was out last night. There were four anglers on the big stream at Ruato Bay. I don't know whether they were hardcore anglers because they actually had a boombox down there with them playing heavy metal music, and they got 2 fish, but that was all. So I'm wondering what sort of effect that had, whether it attracted the fish or repelled the fish. I don't know, but yeah, certainly the noise was pretty loud.
Okay. Now, talking about Ruato, When you stand on the road and face the lake,
yep.
Have you been right to the right-hand side and walked around by those trees around there?
I haven't this year so far because the lake level has been so high. They're still dumping water.
Okay.
They seem to think it will be okay this weekend, but they're not sure. We did have some heavy rain today. We had a huge squall came in about 3 o'clock this morning. And they're expecting lightning, thunder and big hailstones like some of the ones you've had in Auckland. So, you know, it's one of those things we need to, whether we're going to get them or not, I don't know. At the moment, we have got a very light cloud. The moon's just over half, standing out here looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see one or two stars out, but some parts of the clouds are quite thick and other parts are a little sort of wispy, with dark patches where you can see the stars clearly. So very little wind. It's turned a little bit to the southwest, which would be great for something like Rauta Bay if it puffs up a bit more. Probably needs to be a little bit above 10 or 15 KPAs before it starts affecting Ruata Bay in a positive way. But yeah, I've been playing around with casting, shortish trace, only around 6 feet long, two flies, unweighted, and then just tossing them out and then leaving them.
Yes, you mentioned that last week.
Yeah, it seems to make a difference on calm nights, on nights when there's quite a bit of surface movement of water, windy, waves coming in, don't bother, just because it's the landing of the line on the water is broken by the waves.
Yes, I understand, yeah.
And then you just start your retrieving. I found probably the best has been the dead slow retrieve for me.
Okay.
So the fly is actually on the bottom. I was almost tempted to actually put a booby on a longish trace,
yes,
so and then put a short trace behind that and hang a light fly behind that just to see if that will hang it up enough. But the couple of times I did try it, the two tended to wrap a bit. So,
there's
a bit more work to do on that yet.
All
probably
right.
Better off in the daytime than the nighttime to get some practice in.
Try that, and we'll talk about it next week. Now, Bert, we've got to wrap it up. Your contact details, please.
Yeah, I'm on 0272896079. Just give us a call or text, and I'll update you on what's happening around the region.
Well, there's the offer angler, Bert Robinson, Rotorua, 0272896079. Bert, we do appreciate it. Thank you. Talk next week.
Well, good. Thanks, Colin.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Just come up towards the end of the show. We've got 41 seconds to go, so we've got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. When fly fishing, remember that the size of the fly is the most important factor. Always carry your favourite patterns in different hook sizes. Hooked on Fly Fishing, proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co. We'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.